welcome all of everyone here. Glad to see. It's truly an international meeting this morning. People from been in different countries, and you're back home again for Christmas. It's good to have you here. Love that song that we sang this morning. I wasn't here, but I heard it sung, and that is Room for Thee. Lyle made some comments on it in devotions there. And I think that is probably the most complete story that we have in a song that has to do with Christ's birth. It talks about his birth, his ministry, his death, his second coming. And it's a very, just five verses there. But it covers a lot of territory. It covers a lot of information. And it's a beautiful song. And the chorus, the refrain there is, "O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee." And that is the very core when he comes to live within the hearts of his people. And that's his intent. And that's when the power of the enemy is defeated. And he tried to kill, he was not able to get to God, he could get his people. He thought he could kill Jesus, but he didn't realize that was a part of the big plan. All right, I'd like to turn this morning to Luke chapter 5 for a reading. Luke chapter 5. I start reading with verse 1. It's a very interesting account here of Jesus speaking and speaking, preaching and fishing. Luke 5, verse 1. "And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret. And he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came, and they filled both ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes that they had taken. And so also was James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had forsook brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." I'm going to stop there, and I'd like to notice especially two words in verse 11. It says, they forsook all and followed him. Forsook all. Those are important words, and they're full of meaning in that order. Here Jesus was able to teach. He was able to talk to the people, and it was interesting that he used a ship and or a fishing boat. He shoved it out away from the land a little ways, was able to speak to the people on the shore, and after that, he went fishing. I'm impressed with the little bit that we have about Jesus' teaching. We know that he was a masterful teacher. He used parables, he used illustrations, he used stories, and he showed us the heart of God in a lot of different ways that were very meaningful, that nobody else did the same thing. Well, in Jesus showing us that, and even in just reading Scripture, it says at one point that they wondered at the gracious words that came out of his mouth. And so, no doubt he had a very powerful way of talking and preaching. Well, here he is. He is speaking to the people, and then he says to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Peter was a fisherman. It wasn't Jesus. Jesus was a carpenter by trade. Peter was a fisherman by trade. And Peter had been out there trying all night. But he said, "You know, we've done this. We've been there. He said, at thy word, we will let down the net." And it did. And we know the story, how that they caught so many fish they could scarcely hold them all. And they filled both ships and they both began to sink. Now that was really a talk about hitting the jackpot. They did, didn't they? Following Jesus, they got blessings beyond that they almost couldn't hold. And it was so inspiring to them when Jesus asked them to come follow him. It says they forsook all and followed him. You know, following Jesus doesn't always carry the same rewards as what these fishermen did, and that's, they couldn't see the whole story. But I would like to focus on the fact that when people gave their all to Christ, that it was a blessing to them. One of the stories that is just riveted in my mind so strongly is that when that woman came to Jesus with the alabaster box of ointment, and she gave it all, and it seems like a significant gift and an act to do to Jesus, and yet Jesus says that wherever the gospel is to be preached, this story is going to be given. And the most significant part of this story is that she gave it all. I think there's more than that. I think there's lots and lots of layers to that story. But one of the layers is that she gave it all. Well, here the disciples, they forsook all and followed him. Now I'd like to turn to another story toward the end of Jesus' life. In Mark chapter 14, we have Jesus in the garden, and we have Judas coming in and betraying Jesus with a kiss. And the soldiers came with swords and staves to what? Arrest this man, this gentleman that spoke such gracious words and filled the boats with fishes. All these wonderful things that Jesus did. And here he is in the garden. And Jesus says in verse 48, "Are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple, teaching, and you took me not. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." And then in verse 50 it says, "And they all forsook him and fled." Notice the difference in those two words. In the first story, we had they forsook all and followed Christ. In the second one, they all forsook him. And so, while Jesus came, and it's significant that today is the day that we celebrate Jesus' birth. I personally don't believe that Jesus was born on December 25. But that's beside the point. He was here. He was here, and he was. We have the account of his birth and why he came. And here is a low point of his life, where he had given all to his people, and they all forsook him. And so, instead of being a time of encouragement and support, it's a time of abandonment and desolation and grief for Christ. And still, that was all a part of the story, that he did it for us. So this morning, as we consider what Christ has done, are we going to forsake all and follow him? Or will we all forsake him? That's a question that we all can answer individually. And it's for us. One of the interesting stories that I read this past week that warmed my heart was a group of youngsters in some city in Alberta, in Georgia. These youngsters were all on the public, they were all poor class of people. And they were all given a Christmas wish. What would you most like to have as a Christmas present? And they all said what they would like. Some of them would like to have computer games. Laptop computer was one of them. You know, to me that was way too big. But anyhow, they all said what they wanted. And they said, now, what would you like to give to one of your loved ones, whether it's a mother or a father or an aunt or whatever? And they said what they would like to give. And so this group of workers went and got all of that. They got everything that was on their list. Something for the child, something for the parent or whatever, whoever it was. For most of them, it was their mother. And they came back and they unwrapped. They saw what both of those were, and they were just delighted. They said, now there's only one catch. You can only take one of these home. And so they had to choose. And for some of them, it was pretty tough. But all of them chose to take the gift that they had chosen for their mother, or for their loved one. In most cases, it was their mother. All of them chose that gift over the one that they would have been delighted with themselves. And it was a beautiful spirit of watching out for the other person, watching out for the other person and in giving. It ended up that they were told that, but they were actually given both then. So you don't have to feel sorry for the ones that chose for the good. But it doesn't always work that way. And for Christ, it certainly didn't. He gave his all, and what did he get in return? The songwriter says that for his own, he got mocking and scorn. There's few things that are harder to take than sometimes we've hit it wrong with a gift, and it's not appreciated. Maybe it's given away. Maybe it's just abused, maybe neglected, and so on. But if somebody would actually mock the gift that was given, that would hurt pretty deeply. And yet, that's exactly what happened in Christ's gift. And today, if we don't recognize, it for what it is, it's happening yet. And so, the call, as always, is to give it all. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and may his kingdom rule and reign within. And that's where it all begins. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.